reminds me, a couple of weeks ago, my wife and I, we were watching Last Blockbuster, which is on Netflix, which is a lot of fun. If you haven't seen it yet.
Oh, I totally watched that. It's actually really interesting.
But from that, my daughter's never known a VCR. We had disc players and stuff because she's 17. So she'll never know not only just how to run a VCR, but back when I was a teen, so this was mid-late 80s, I told her that you had to rent a VCR.
That's right.
They were so damn expensive. You'd go out on a Friday night, you'd rent a VCR, you'd bring it home in a giant case the size of a Toyota Supra, and then you'd rent a big stack of movies. Yeah, you'd rent movies. And she'd be like, what? You rent a big stack of movies, and that's what you did. And then not only that, but mid-90s, early 90s when I was in college, we still had dial-up internet, and you had to use a floppy disks, to boot up the computer. So sometimes before you could do anything, it took you 10 or 12 minutes, please insert disk 17. Like, what? She'll never know the pain of that.
No, absolutely, they will not. But I will say my kids know what a VCR is only because grandma had one up until about a year ago. 97.7 The River. Good morning. It's the Danny Wright Show. What are things that teenagers nowadays would never understand?
Hey, I got one that teens will never know about.
Okay.
It's dialing a radio station over and over and trying to win the latest record or tickets for a concert.
Are you trying to say something, man?
What are you giving away? No, I'm just kidding.
Soon enough, my friend, soon enough. Yeah, I think you're right. They expect instant gratification, I think.
Absolutely, and being on hold and hitting redial over and over on that phone that you just had to untwist the cord on, especially.
Hey, don't give out all your secrets, dude.